So tonight we're going to do not a long piece of Peliyot, let's see how long Shmuz goes, but it's in the topic of Zechiyah. Zechiyah is empowering others with mitzvahs, with merit. Hifligu b'zayir ha-kadosh. The Zayir ha-kadosh talks with such admiration. B'shevach ha-magiyah l'man d'mizaki l'chayavaya. Which means b'shevach hamagiyah lahachzer b'tshuvas paishim. Getting people to do tshuva, getting people to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about it with tremendous admiration. Ayin sham v'tira niflois hafla v'fela. Of what a person, how chaviv a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they are able to inspire others to do more. Hine kikain, if that's true, tov la gever she yishtadel im achuzas mereyav lachziram lemutav. Right, it's good for a person to try as hard as he can with his friends, with his colleagues, to get them to do better, to get them to return to do tshuva. Val achas kame v'kame yigdal hachiev lios mizake es banav ubnei beisai. So much more so is the obligation for a person to get his children to do more mitzvahs. Shehakoyler tolu b'tzavarei, because the onus is on him. If he doesn't do it, who's going to do it? V'lachem beruach sefasav yochichem. Number one, just talk to them. Stand classic chinuch, speaking to our children, educating them with our lips. He adds here, v'gam b'michtav. We should also write to them. Write to your kids. Im chanonai Hashem ruach das yasa sefer lelamidu lehoyo. Sure, write us, if Hashem gave you the ability, write a book. Write a book for your children. Fascinating. There's a sefer I found on the shelves in there, Yisrael. The author is unknown. I think it's called something about mitzvahs. Tzava Savicha. I gotta find what the name is. A powerful Musar Sefer of a father talking to his children of what he wants his kids to, grandkids, great grandkids to be like after he goes on. Yeah, like a will, an ethical will. I guarantee you that, you know, when a person passes on, it's just an interesting thing. We say it in the, you know, half jokingly, we say, Achrem is Kedaishim. Right, it's parshas, which means like after a person goes on, you know, they become kaddish. You know, people can have fights with their parents when they're alive, but once the parent dies, I'm amish. Whatever my father said, that's what goes. You know, it's an amazing thing. When a person dies, it's a psychological thing, you know, because we now know that there's the neshama that lingers, which is up in Shemayim, is more of a holier spirit of him that still remains. But it's our knee-jerk reaction that, you know, once a person passes on, like, you see it in Hespedim immediately, but you see it even afterwards. Like, we try to remember the good of people. Sometimes it's, like, too much. But we could take advantage of that. Because if you want to educate your children when you're alive, okay. They'll argue with you, this, that, and the other. But if you wrote it down, and then, Achar Me'ev Esim Shana, you leave that to them. Mamish, like, Dvarim Kedoshim, Oim de Merumay Shalaylam. What does the Tata, what does the Zayda say? It's an amazing thing. But we can capitalize on that, what I call a flaw of human nature, and say, if I leave something for my kids after I die, and I told them this is what's important to me, then they'll actually take that much more to heart. Okay, v'miyizke sheyoyel dvarev bidor min hadoros le'eched mine elef. If your words will, you know, penetrate the heart of one person out of a thousand, then dailo, it's enough for him. Im loy ba le'oylem el davarzen. It's worth it to come into this world just for that one divrei musar that you said that inspired somebody else to do more mitzvahs. He says, certainly a father to his children, you know, should really focus on being mechanech them properly. It's known the tremendous reward for those who are mezakeh, not just their own family, but others. There's nothing, again, it's hard to, when you say this so many times, there's nothing greater than that. There are a lot of things that we say that about. Right? But mezakeh sarabim, we use it as like a term to show you how precious it is. Number one, let's talk about it like this. Chazal say, she'ein chet bal yaday. The Chazon Ish, I've said this before, but his biggest fear in life was doing an Aveira. He didn't care. He survived through the Nazis. He said the thing he only was afraid of in life was doing an Aveira. So imagine if I tell you, I give you a very easy segula, you want to call it, for not doing an Aveira. Go be mezakeh sarabim. Being mezakeh sarabim, it's goring a person to not fall in his own. It's amazing z'chus. That's number one. So he says, "V'lachin ma toiv lazakei says Yisrael ulohidiyam es haderech asher yelchuba v'samayis asher yasun." So if a person is, you know, in the position, take advantage of it. V'ish esreihu yaazayru. But even if you're not a rav or a rebbe or an educator, which we all are in our own homes, being on a bigger scale, you have friends. Ulaachiv yomer chazak v'nischazek ba'adalekenu. This doesn't mean to give mussar. Giving mussar is very difficult nowadays. There's no mitzvah to say something which is going to fall on deaf ears. There's no mitzvah b'chal. But if a person has a way of conveying those messages in a subtle manner, you know, I've talked about before about like Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is very difficult. Many people have a difficult time with Lashon Hara, especially around the Shabbos table. How do you deal with that? So let's say, so you have a guest over. You want them to enjoy their time. So you stop them. You're like, let's not talk about that. That's Lashon Hara. It's going to look at you and be like, whoa, okay. Even though, you can pull out all the Ma'am Kaimis out of your, that's not the right way to do it. How do you do it? Is Lashon Hara going on your table? What do you do? No? What do you do?
Change the subject.
That's the easiest thing to do. Just change the subject. You know how to change the subject without being awkward? Hold on a second. I just want to get something from the kitchen. And come back. They've already been mesiach that's from the previous conversation. Do you know how fast we change? If the conversation is juicy, you know, and there's human interaction, there's connection, it will go and it will go and it will go. But if the minute you say, you know, I just got to get something, boom, his mind is already off to something else. Like, oh, I have the potatoes over there. You know, you want to pass that coleslaw. And it comes back, hey, you know what? Did you? Mamija works like magic. That you were just mezakeh him. You were mezakeh the whole table, besides for yourself. That's being mezakeh sarabim. There's simple steps. You have to be a chacham, how to do it. But if you could do it, tremendous chus. V'hein b'chlal, the histakel, he gives an example. You want an example? What's included in this? Lehistakel betalisos shalbeis haknesses in psulim letaknam. Go look at the shul's talisim. Are they kosher? Are they pasul? Maybe they need to be fixed. Mezakeh sarabim. Everyone who puts them on will have kosher talisos. You know, with today's advent of innovation of social media. There are people being mezakeh sarabim. The opportunity to be mezakeh sarabim, the opportunity to be machshel sarabim is one thing, but just think about the opportunity to be mezakeh sarabim. You know how easy it is to send your friends or your family a nice thought, a dvar Torah that you heard from someone, just forward it, something that's nice. Or forward them a tzedakah that's meaningful to you. It's mezakeh sarabim. Now, don't overburden people with this guy, but you know, ish chacham, you know, will be able to take advantage of opportunities that today's generation presents that never existed before. Where can someone share ideas with thousands, if not millions, of people within minutes? So we have to look at it as a bracha. If we take advantage of it, probably it's a bracha. to be mezake as harabim. And so he concludes here, hamezake as harabim, zuchus harabim talui bo. Number one, everybody's mitzvahs now that they're doing because of you, you're still cashing in. This is the one pyramid scheme that actually works. V'goymel nafsha ish chesed, hine schari itay, someone who does chesed for others is doing good for himself. V'huchan b'chesed kisa, he's preparing his own throne up in Shemayim. Godol hama'asa yoyser min ha'isa. Quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, if we get other people to do mitzvahs, I get, in a sense, more schar than the person who does the mitzvah himself. This week is Parshas Vayechi. So many Baal Shuls they're asked to discuss about cremation. You know, it's a real issue, b'zman hazeh. They say about a third of all Jews today are cremated. That's a paladic number. And it's only going up. The unaffiliated they don't really understand why there's a reason to bury. Sometimes they think it's, what do you mean, better for the environment if I'm not buried. Whatever tain is that they have. So the Chevra Kadisha Society here in America, by Zone, is really pushing people to acknowledge the issue, the from, because everybody has some interaction on one level or another with someone who's not from. If you know one person who's not from, there's a very high chance that they're actually preparing for cremation. That's just the reality. And so what do you do about it?
Yeah.
That's not going to work. Oh, no. Not going to work. It's conversation. It's conversation, dialogue. Engaging with them. They actually have a workshop. Everyone can sign up. And we'll hopefully put the poster up. And Yako's out of town. We'll find a way to get a poster up there. Of learning of what to say, how to start that conversation, and how to direct that conversation to a meaningful end. You know, it comes from a lack of education, just an ignorance of afterlife, of, you know, if they understood Tchias HaMeisim was, you know, it's a no-brainer to be buried instead of cremated. But you don't just have to go there. There are other more basic points that they may not have thought of. And if we can have an engagement with one person in our lives, there could be thousands of Yidden who will be Zaychet HaKfuras Yisrael. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll post that, we'll get that up there. But that's another idea. Always looking out for people in your work, or in your neighbors. Mezakeh them in one way or another. It's even small mitzvahs is tremendous. We always zoche to be mezake our mishpachos and anybody that we come in contact to in our lives.